Unit 5. Teens Under Stress. Listen on your own. Page 51. KLYZ 99.
It's 11 o'clock, and you are listening to KLYZ 99 on your FM radio. We're with psychologist Frank Darling and taking calls from teens who want to talk about stress. Hello, who's on the line?
Hi, you can call me Tiffany. That's not my real name, though. I'm in 10th grade.
Hi, Tiffany. What do you want to talk about tonight?
I have a problem. I have this friend. Her name is Jennifer. That's not her real name, either. We're in the same class in school. We've been friends since we were in 1st grade, so we've known each other forever. We always used to tell each other everything. Well, now this new girl has come to our school. And she's really pretty and smart. And everyone wants to be her friend, even Jennifer. Anyway, she invited Jennifer over to her house. But she didn't invite me. And Jennifer went, even though I wasn't invited. I'm really upset. What does it mean?
Let's hear what our psychologist, Frank Darling, thinks.
Hi, Tiffany. I understand what is causing you stress in this situation. You are afraid that the new girl will steal your friend Jennifer from you, right?
I guess so.
And you don't understand why Jennifer went to her house without you. You don't want to lose Jennifer as a friend.
I hope it's not too late.
Well, Tiffany, here's what I think. If Jennifer is a real friend, then another girl won't be able to steal her from you. But it's important for you to know that girls can have more than one friend. Maybe Jennifer will be your friend and have other friends too. When you learn to deal with this simple fact, you won't feel so stressed about the situation.
But Jennifer is my best friend.
She can be your best friend and have other friends too. Tiffany and you can also have other friends, okay?
Okay, I'll try to remember that. Thanks, bye.
Good luck, Tiffany.
Okay, who's our next caller?
Hi, my name is Josh, and I'm 17 years old. I have a question for Frank.
I'm listening, Josh. Go ahead.
I play basketball on a team in my town. I have practice 4 days a week after school and on the weekends, too. I've always been a pretty good student, but now we are starting final exams, and I have to study a lot. I just don't have time. Basketball is really important to me, but I want to go to university. So I have to get good grades. Besides, I know my parents will be disappointed if I don't. I need to get my life under control. How can I deal with the stress?
Josh, I can hear the stress in your voice.
Yes, so can I.
First of all, you have to understand that you can only do what you can do. You only have to do your best. When you do your best, you can say to yourself, I have done my best. No one can do everything, and no one is perfect. If you want to do well on your exams and play basketball, make yourself a schedule. How many hours are for basketball? How many hours are for studying? And don't forget to give yourself breaks to relax so you don't get too tired or stressed. Get enough sleep and eat healthy food. And talk to your parents. Get their help.
Just do my best. That sounds good. That's the most that I can do.
Right, Josh. Do you think that will help?
I do. I really do. Thanks.
Okay then, Frank. That's all for tonight. See you again next week here at KLYZ 99 on your FM radio. Good night.